known poet.
B104, this is Audra.
Sure, here he is, Colin Mockery.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness, what a pleasure to talk to you.
I can understand your excitement.
Okay, I was talking to my daughter. My children grew up watching you with us. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Was one of our favorite shows. They were excited to hear that I was going to get to talk to you. And I asked them, my daughter's 28. I said, what would you like me to ask him? And she said, ask him if his kids think he's funny.
Yeah, my daughter, although her favorite is Greg Proops, she does think I'm funny at times. You know, there's still that I'm her father. So sure. Even if I'm doing something brilliant, it becomes a dad joke, which I don't think is fair.
That's not fair, because my jokes are not mom jokes. So I'm sure Kinley cuts you a break now and then. I'm wondering, how do you keep it fresh? Because you've been doing improv for a very long time. How do you keep it fresh? What do you do to inspire yourself?
Well, I mean, I'm doing two different tours right now, one with a hypnotist, one with Brad Sherwood, who's was on Whose Line. The hypnotist one is exciting because I'm working with people who I don't know who are in a hypnotic trance. So that keeps it fresh, just in that this is a weird situation to be in. I also, you know, I'm constantly working with people I don't know well, like in different improv troupes, because I find that really keeps me fresh. Also, it keeps me kind of grounded and going back to my early days of improv where, okay, I really have to focus on this person because I don't know them. So I have to listen and see what where we're going to go with this. So I find how I keep it fresh for myself is keeping me in situations where I'm a little outside of my comfort zone.
Ooh, I like that. Being outside your comfort zone, that can lend to things like picking up interesting characters like your character Gil in the movie Magnetosphere. How did you approach that character? Yeah. Were you pulling from people that you'd met?
There was no one I've ever known in my life who was anything like this character. And he was pretty much all there on the page. And Nicola, who wrote the movie and directed, she was telling me this was based on someone she knew. So she kind of gave me the skinny on this guy. So it was sort of a mixture of some facts and also whatever I would come up with.
Dude! This is one righteous toilet.
Not going to lie, I'm a little relieved that it did not come from you, because I always thought that you were a pretty normal guy, just really hilarious. So tell us about your favorite parts of the movie. I've watched it, and man, you are hilarious in that quirky kind of way that you have that I, you know, became accustomed to watching on Whose Line Is It Anyway. So were there any particular scenes that you really were like, this is the best?
I mean, there's one scene where I'm doing the Pirates of Penzance. That was fun because that is something I would not actually ever be able or allowed to do in my real life. So that was fun. And also, I got to do a lot of scenes with Patrick McKenna, who we were at Second City together. We're good friends. So there was a real ease there. You know, when you go onto a movie set and you don't always know everyone, so there's always that sort of feeling out period. And with Patrick, there wasn't that. We were immediately right there, and that made it easy and fun.
Okay, that explains your interactions on screen, because I thought these two have like it came across the screen. I'll tell you that it was very interesting. So
Gil, just Gil, like Madonna, but not Madonna, Gil. Or you can call me by my nickname.
What's that?
Gil.
So you've written, you've won awards. I'm a little surprised by the hypnotist thing, but I'm sure that that can lead to some really hilarious moments. Anything stand out for you?
Oh, every night is just, there's something going on. They come up with things. There was one woman, I'm a superhero. I'm looking for a superhero partner. And she comes up and I go, so what's your superpower? And she went, delayed gratification. And then, you know, there's that part where, okay, I'm working with someone in a trance, so I don't want to do anything that's going to, like, really embarrass them. So I said, well, say there's a bank robbery. What do you do? She goes, well, I go up to the bank but I don't go in right away. And I thought, wow, that's like really brilliant. I mean, so I love the fact they come up with things that I could never expect from seasoned improvisers. And they always give me a lot of stuff to play with.
Speaking of giving you things to play with, you and Ryan Stiles gave everybody, you just played off each other so well. Are there parts of Whose Line Is It Anyway that you miss doing? I mean, Wayne was amazing with his songs and Aisha Tyler's hilarious, of course, but were there anything that you really miss doing?
No, I hated those people. It just, I am joking. I do, and that's the thing I miss about the show are the people. I mean, it wasn't a grueling at all. It was like the easiest gig in the world. It was 2 weekends out of the year. So you get there, you see your friends, you goof around for 2 weekends, and then I wouldn't see them again for another year. So every once in a while, I'm doing a show with Greg Proops later on in the year, so it'll be nice to catch up with him. Wayne and I, we through social media, still keep in contact. Ryan is just above an Amish grandfather when it comes to technology. So keeping in contact with him is difficult.
Just the phone with the twisty cord in the wall that tangles up every time he hangs up with you, probably. So, well, Colin, exactly. What a pleasure to talk with you. I've got to let you go because I know there are other people who want to chat with you. But, man, I tell you what, you're hilarious. I actually am going to go out and get your book, Not Quite the Classics, because I have a minor in literature and I want to read it. So thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Sure. That book is minor literature, so you'll have fun with it.
Thanks so much, Colin. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Fun to chat with Colin Mochrie of Whose Line Is It Anyway? And the new movie, Magnetosphere. I highly recommend it. You can actually stream it now. Here's a little preview from the lead actress and the little girl who plays her younger sister.
Tell me what color I am again.
Not now, Evie.
Please.
Oh, you've heard this 100 bazillion times.
I want to hear it again. And so does Captain Cassiopeia.
Fine. You're like a deep bright pink. And when you're happy, you have a bunch of dots inside. But when you're sad, you have a big gray tangle. And when you're angry, you have kind of these black zigzags.
And what color is Mom?
Like a bright, sunshiny yellow.
And Dad?
Blue, a medium blue with some gray in it. Okay, are you happy now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Great, terrific, wonderful. Don't tell Mom and Dad about the color thing, okay?
Why not?
Because I said so. That's why.
Fine.
That is from Magnetosphere, a movie featuring Colin Mochrie that we just spoke with a little while ago. So excited to bring him to Coffee with Kane here on Morning Go, B104.3 and the Odal Media Group.